Morning, everybody. It's Sam the Prodigy, and I'm here another day, and we are live on location with my girl Karen, the new fashion designer in Chicago, y'all, the hottest out of y'all don't know. How you doing, Karen?
Hi.
Yes, you are high.
Well,
yes.
Blessed.
Yes. We got Karen high, y'all, by the way. Yes, on the Pop Podcast. We got her high today. We are blessed. We're happy that you're here. Big things going on in your world, Karen. So tell the people, what do you do? Who is Karen Tracy?
Well, I'm a fashion designer, model trainer. I'm a professional model trainer because I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah,
I
let them know.
But I went to school a little bit for it. And I also sell all natural skincare. So I call myself the Jane of all trades because that's not even a limit to what I can do. But that's just what I'm doing now.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this? How long have you been in the modeling field?
So I went to school for briefly when I was like about 12, from 12 to like 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I really started like getting serious about modeling.
At 12 and 15?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all know what y'all want to do early. I said, you know what, mama, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing this shit
sometimes,
right here.
Sometimes. Because I love fashion. Like, I've been sketching everything since I was like really little. Since I can remember, I've been drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to take modeling serious, and then after that, like, I branched, like, my mind, like, kind of, like, branched onto more things like fashion. But I loved fashion from the beginning, but I didn't think, like, I could really...
Because you make clothes as well.
Yeah.
That's something...
I didn't want to sew. That was the thing. Like, I did not like to sew.
My grandma used to sew, man. She used to be sitting there sewing stuff all night long, man.
I wanted to sketch, and I wanted to, like, see my design come to life, but I didn't want to, like... I only wanted to sew the things I wanted to sew, so I had to still learn. So after that, I just fell in love with it. When I started learning, I fell in love with it, and I've been in the business seriously for about 5 years now.
Okay.
Well, actually 5 years and a couple months. My anniversary was in June.
You sound like me. I said I feel like I'm only 5 years old in this comedy game.
Yeah.
That's baby. That's baby talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to these
especially,
people you run into that's 15 years in it, you know?
Yeah. We still, like, you know, got to learn from the vets.
Gotta learn from it, but that's what's important. So have you had help in Chicago from people who are in already working in the fashion industry?
Well,
or has it been tough for you to break into it?
It's been a process. Like, I would say 2020 has been the best year for my business so far.
Mm-hmm. 2019 was a good year for me when it comes to comedy.
Yeah.
2019
was good too. But I feel like 2020 just opened up more opportunities in a different realm other than what I was already doing. Like,
okay, well, speak
shows.
To it. Speak to
so
it.
So I would say, like, I got the most sales this year for my business.
Mm.
I finally got my website and everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm working on my LLC. So it's been a long time coming. Like, some people will say that the things I'm doing now I should have did a long time ago. But this is the perfect time, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this year just... sparked it off for me. So I feel like there's no turning back now. It's always been no turning back, but it's for real now. And I know exactly what I want to be doing in 5 years.
Which is what? What do you want to be in 2025?
Okay. So in 2025, I want to be in my own facility. I wouldn't say like a boutique or a store. I want it to be an organization. So I want a whole building with different departments.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. And I want to open up a modeling agency. So I will be in the works starting that in 5 years. But I know I want to have a fully functioning magazine by 2020.
I just seen you mention that on social media. You said you're putting it in the universe now.
Yes.
You said you want
that
magazine.
That's what it is. And that, I mean, all I can do is work towards that. And I know that the way my faith is, it's happening.
That's how you gotta walk. You gotta walk in faith. You gotta speak the things that you want. That way they can start manifesting.
Right.
You know.
And then you just put the work behind it. Because, you know, faith without works is dead. But,
definitely,
you know, that's coming.
So, first time I worked with you was about a few months ago. What was it? October now? Almost now? Coming up?
Was
it 2020?
No, that was...
January?
It was December.
December. Okay,
yeah,
so it was
December.
Mm-hmm. Crazy how fast time was going.
Yeah, really. It's really crazy,
how
actually.
Fast time is moving.
It was just New Year's.
It was just New Year's. And
yeah.
Now we are here in the end of September. A birthday
crazy.
Coming up. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing for my birthday, but
what?
Yes. I'm gonna be 25.
Wait, so you a Libra?
I am a Libra.
Oh wow, 25.
Yeah, somebody told me, "Hey, you knock it out 30." I was like, "Yeah, you can kiss my ass." Oh. You can kiss my ass.
Now, but hey, you got 5 years.
I got 5 years.
But you know, time
do go
fast.
Time come fast.
I'll be up there with you.
I will say this though, working with you that in December definitely opened up me to a lot more people, and that's why I like your events, and I mentioned your events. You had a recent event. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell the people about your most recent event, which is on the 19th. Am I correct?
Yeah, okay. It was on the 19th. So that event was like the spark of our monthly events that we're gonna start doing. Backyard events, real secluded, intimate. You know, we take safety precautions, make sure you know we're checking temperatures. In order to come in the house to use a bathroom, you know, you gotta get your temperature taken, you gotta get some hand sanitizer, have your mask on, all that. But outside, you know, we have enough room for everybody to be comfortable. And we're actually having one again at the end of October. We don't have a date yet, but they're gonna be monthly. So I've been just promoted that like kind of a little late, but the turnout was still amazing. We had vendors come out.
Mm-hmm. Y'all always have good vendors at your events, you know?
I love the vendors. I love them. And it's like the connects that are made in these kind of events is just great because, you know, you get to put other people on with creatives that they probably wouldn't have met, you know what I'm saying? So I just like doing it a lot. I like creating opportunities for people. And as well as like, it's growing my brand too.
That's what I like. That's why I do the podcast. And I like to put people that I see doing something. I say, this needs to be highlighted for as much as it needs to be highlighted for. You know, some people may not get the recognition that they need early on. And it may, you know, halt their confidence or it may stop their progress. Or I don't like that. I want people to keep succeeding. And as many friends I got, as many acquaintances I got, associates, I want to put them on the same way they put me on. Right. You know, I want to be able to, if I got something over here that somebody's doing that can help somebody else, then boom. That's another step.
That's the way it should be. A lot of people don't think like that.
They don't.
It's unfortunate. But, you know, I always say be the change you want to see. So the fact that your mentality is like that, you know, can touch a lot of people.
Yes. So that's what I hope to do, you know. But that's what we all got to start thinking. Each one teach one. So you've been, what, you're 22 now? 22, 22, 23? 21, okay, yes. Now you
but I'm a vet.
You a vet. I was just gonna say you've been doing a modeling.
I'm a rookie and a vet.
We were speaking on the on your shows. Now how did you get into the stage where you saying, you know what, I'm not gonna be the model, I'm gonna put the shows on board? What made you say I'm gonna start putting the shows
so
on?
I actually, the first time I like debuted my designs and everything was in 2015. Mm-hmm. And my first show was at the Marriott in Midway by the airport.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, my mom is amazing because she helped me. But
shout out to mom. Shout out to mama.
But it was there where that was my first show. That was my first production, and it was amazing. Like my turnout, I remember exactly. It was about 175 people. Mm. But for me, it was like, what? This is something totally new.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So since then, well, really, I decided in 2014 that I wanted to start doing it though, because my cousin in Orlando, I had been modeling for her, going out there. She does shows as well. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Riff Productions. But out there, she kind of trained me. She brushed up my modeling skills and everything. I learned a lot of different techniques, and I was able to take it back home and, you know, teach my model some things, pull some things out, not everything. It's a little different. Mm-hmm. But, you know, put my own spin on some things. And I'm like, what better way to like get models on board, get makeup artists, get photographers and everybody in the same building than to have events? So I'm like, for me, I'm like, I love putting together events. Like, I love event coordinating. It does take a lot of work, so hopefully soon I will have a, you know, bigger team to work with. Mm-hmm. But we've been doing it. My mom is a good help too. Like she was doing events when I was growing up. She did like hair shows and things like that, so I learned from her too. So it's just in the family.
Yeah, that's how I feel with what I've been doing, the comedy and acting and podcasts. And my dad been doing this entire life, you know.
That's crazy.
So it's like I just kind of picked up where he just was, kind of not left off because he's still doing it. I just picked up where he was showing me.
Is he funny too?
What? That man is hilarious. And that's
I know you have to.
Growing up, it's like, my friends look at me now, and they were like, "Why, you used to spit image to your daddy." I'm like, man, I know.
Trust me. Here's your daddy's son. Yes, trust me. I see your daddy on Instagram.
No,
that's dope, though.
He is funny on Instagram. He's starting to get his locks now.
Okay.
Him, my brother, my mama called me, and they like, man, y'all hair finna be longer than mine.
My mama just locked her hair, too.
See, hey, join the party. Y'all lock up.
I was thinking about it, but I'm like, I don't know, because I know I like to change up my hair a lot, but I know you can still do that.
You can still change it. That's how you braid your hair, you braid your dreads, you put your weave in.
That's crazy.
I know girls why
would
you
even get, like, box braids?
What's the point? You got dreads. What's the point? Just get different
styles
of braids.
I love locks, though. They are so beautiful. I'll probably be walking around with green hair.
Green hair, see, you know, you don't want to dye it too much.
It's gonna make it weak, right? It's gonna make it weak.
I haven't dyed mine, not the roots. I think I dyed like the top of my head one time when I first grew it out. Since then, this shit just been growing. I just been letting it grow.
Okay, so you gotta
let it.
Yeah.
And then I think I re-dyed the tips one more time after that, but I ain't really touched the roots.
That's cool.
Leave them roots alone. They too curly, man. Too curly. You don't want to fuck up your curls. You're going to fuck up your curl pattern. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know about the curl pattern.
Curl pattern. Of course.
What's yours? It's
I don't know, but my sister looked it up. We I had pulled a strand of my hair out, looked at it.
I think it's like you probably like the
4B. I think it's like 4A.
4A.
I think it's like 4A. I knew it was okay. A in there. I didn't want to mess it up. See.
I think I was like 4A.
Yeah. Well, okay, see my shit curly. Hey, thank the good Lord.
I hair curly too, but it's like, it can get like kinky. My hair is,
So, you know, I never tried modeling before, but I've been told that I should, you know.
You can be serious. I know you can be serious because you're good at speaking.
Well, of course. I'm an actor. So, of course, I can go on, right. On stage
and
model.
I think you can do it.
See, yeah, but here's my biggest thing. That's my biggest thing. I might get addicted to how I look up there, and I won't go back to what else I've been doing.
You gonna think
did y'all see that nigga up there? Did you see them pants? You see what?
Magic Mike.
Boy, no. See, that's the problem. I always told my mom. I say, Mom, I definitely strip for older women, like Carlton and Will did, and I definitely do that. You know, they're like, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Women do it for everybody else.
Ain't nobody say that was wrong with it, but what you gonna play? What kind of music you gonna play?
Return of the Mac. I'm playing Return of the Mac. What are you talking about? Return of the Mac.
Nah, you gonna be going to Chris Tucker.
Oh, nah, we're gonna Return of the Mac when they I got my whole playlist. Return of the Mac. Got some Marvin Gaye.
Okay, yeah, they gonna be. Woo! You know the old ladies.
That's I need me one of the church mamas. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Not the church mamas.
Church mamas got money.
Not the church mamas. Why would they want strippers?
That's what I'm saying. Just how everybody how they sins. Church mamas on Saturday nights, they ain't going to bingo.
I was about to say after bingo.
They ain't going to bingo.
That's like a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night? Who's stripping on a Wednesday night?
I'm saying they probably go to bingo.
I'm saying what? That's a Saturday thing.
If you strip on a Wednesday night, you on a different level.
If you slay your dick on a Wednesday night, you is different. You is different.
I'm dead. You is crazy.
Nah, man, I ain't gonna be no stripper. But, so, talk about the people you meet at these shows. Because I know you meet different models.
Mm-hmm. And dope, beautiful people.
And did that make you want to start training more models? Just meeting more and more people who wanted to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. When I started like having casting calls for models, I found everybody on Instagram. It's either Instagram or they were from my church or something.
Instagram's a motherfucker, ain't it?
What? Hashtags.
I think my sister found out baby daddy on Instagram.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, that's pretty common nowadays.
It is. Shout out to anybody who found their baby daddy on Instagram.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
You found his ass cheating. You called him. I knew this nigga.
Wasn't on Instagram. Well, that would be sad.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
Roll up a little more doors.
Okay. Damn. See? You just made me forget about
it. It's okay. That's what the weed do. That's what
Look,
the,
you did come
that
first.
That is what the weed It does.
Hold on, I remember. Okay, the hashtags. Hashtags, when I first started using them in 2015, you know, it was like Chicago model. I was trying to find people in the area that looked different, like really different. So I've always been looking for like the eyeball, like people that, you know, probably weren't as confident,
mm-hmm.
but you know, like the experience and everything made them open up and, you know, just become, you know, the not the best version of themselves, but a more confident.
Help them open up, you know?
Yeah, you know?
And then help them take that next step. Together.
Right. So I would pick those people, and then other people just that are, I see that they're, you know, passionate or they're just aspiring. They really want to do modeling. Like, I really appreciate the people that take it seriously. Because some people just want to do it just to be cute, and, you know, after that, you know, they go about their business, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just to help somebody grow into something that they really are passionate about, mm-hmm. that means a lot to me.
That definitely means a lot. You got to recognize when people ask for your help and you help them, that means a lot to them, you know? Because yeah. sometimes
I mean, to me, it's helping me. Like, mm-hmm. really, I learned a lot from them, too. It was like an exchange of gifts, really.
Somebody told me, he had just said on the podcast the other day, he said, see, you're not as old as your age. You as old as the experience as you are in whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
You know, like we were just speaking on, like, you 5 years old in the fashion, I'm 5 years in the comedy. Well, it could be somebody who's 15 years old, but they've been studying engineering since they was like 6.
Right.
This nigga can build a goddamn school right now.
Right.
You wouldn't even know it, but if you talk to him and you listen to him, you understand that this nigga can help you.
Right.
You know, each one teach
one. You can learn from anybody. That's a lot of people don't understand.
Definitely. And that's what I think was the most important thing about the Black community and what I like about Chicago right now. We got a lot of people helping the Black community specifically. I don't know what's going on over there in Whiteville.
Yeah.
But
I don't too much either.
Yeah, but I know the Black people. I know the community. We helping each other. I know a lot of the times or a lot of the places I've done shows that they continue to do They continue to do Black business. They continue to have shows with vendors.
It's happening more now.
You know, it's more and more, and it's not just like a trend. It's like this is a daily thing, a weekly thing. It's happening
some
every
people,
day.
Like, you know, spend their days trying to promote Black businesses, trying to build the Black community.
And that's important, and that's what I think we need to get to. And then one thing I want to switch to is the did you see the Breonna Taylor decision yesterday?
Yes, I did.
How did you feel about that? Because I didn't bring that up on my podcast yesterday, but it's just the aftermath.
Shit, I'm still sick about that. Like, it's just like I'm not surprised, but I'm mm-hmm. very sick. It's like, you know, we've seen
it in 1955 with Emmett Till.
We see it all the time. This is something that is kind of normalized, and some people have been like desensitized about it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another case for some people. But the fact that she was sleeping in her house, like
sleeping in the crib, man.
Come on now.
And
I just saw, it was a case, I don't know exactly where her name is, the white lady, whatever. A Black man shot her as she was doing something, you know. I don't know exactly what the case was. But, you know, he got fired and sentenced immediately.
Mm-hmm. Immediately.
And here we got three different officers.
And it took them this long to come up with the decision to say
that bullshit, like
to say what they said. I don't even.
It's like, you know, everybody know what's going on.
We know what happened. You telling me it's justice for the wall?
Exactly.
Before a Black lady.
And what is he going? His sentence? What? Little petty? What?
And they knew what they were doing. And the fact that they did it the same day. That Emmett Till. His case. Went on. That says something. That's a direct message. I don't care what nobody got to say. Things are done with intention.
It's a slap in the face. And then the money that they gave them is the taxpayer's money. So, like, what is the... It's absolutely no justice at all. What do we get? And what did he get? A slap on the wrist? He get a pat on the back.
I don't. You, did you see that show Woke?
No, I heard about it. Is it on like
It's on Hulu.
Oh, Hulu.
The season finale of the episode when he gets into with an officer earlier in the season, and then he makes a cartoon of it, and then there's a scene where they gotta meet, and there's an apology that needs to be made from the officer. But the officer is such a prick that he can't even, that the dude won't even, he won't even sit there and allow the apology to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it caused this huge uproar, and everyone was like, this is what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to sit down and speak to them. We already know what it is. At this point, we need to say, you know what? Fuck them. I personally believe we need to make our own, we need to create our own way.
Yeah.
Because
it's the only way.
Because there's bigger shit going on than police brutality in the world. Yeah. Did you see that doomsday clock they put up?
No.
You know, no one looked at it. It's not a doomsday clock of when the war is going to end, but it's a climate clock.
Mm-hmm.
We've been speaking on climate control. We've been speaking on it for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And they get in 7 years now on that clock that says we have until the Earth is going to get to a 1.5 degrees Celsius. And that's bad because it's going to be melting points and forest fires and things that keep going on. Natural disasters are going to happen more and more.
But
intensified.
You know what this is,
though, but it's us and the gases and the pollution we putting out. And we can't even get our country under control. And whether or not we can have justice. But there's a bigger issue going on.
Yeah.
We can't even get to the bigger planet issue because we still have a black issue, really? We're an issue in 2020 when we have 7 years apparently to get this shit together.
It's crazy.
And it made me think, I said, wow, this is a more intense national disasters and forest fires and wildfires. And I thought back to the Bible.
Come on now. That's what I was just saying.
He did say this world was going to end in fire and destruction. And it was, and if he told you how it was going to end, and we knew it, that's like having the biggest elephant in the room. Damn, we know how this bitch is going to end. And somebody has been knocking on the door the whole time telling you, it's hot as hell in here. It's hot. It's getting hot. Because the earth was getting hot for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas like, oh, that's not real. That's not real. And just like people be, oh, the Bible is real. But oh, that's not real. That's not real.
Right.
Shit is knocking on the damn door.
In our face.
In our fucking face, ain't it?
It's not to be very like, because I'm a very optimistic person, but we're watching it go down before our eyes.
Yeah. This is how you know it is more real than anybody want to speak on. I am not against anything, people want to be transgender, change your sex, all that.
Yeah.
Go for it. But I do remember something in the Bible reading that said, you said, you will know it's the end of times when you can't tell a man from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you tell me right now, I'm talking to a female right now, she has a penis, I'm okay with it. But if I didn't know she had a dick, that's exactly what the Bible just said. You can't tell that's a man or woman
right.
In these times, and I can't.
Yeah, a lot of things from the Bible are being revealed. Whether people, you know, say that it's not real or not, it's still revealed in the world right now. Like, it's no denying it, in my opinion. But I'm speaking of a woman of faith. So, you know, everybody has their different views and everything. I respect their views, you know.
Definitely. I respect your views. I'm open to listen, too.
Right.
And I'm not one to try to change nobody's opinions or views.
Yeah.
This bitch just smacked me.
Oh, I need some OJ.
You want some OJ?
Yes.
Let me get you some OJ.
Okay.
Let me get you some OJ. Well, yeah, I think we just need to open our eyes to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
To the bigger picture, you know?
There's a lot going on. Unity, like, if we don't stand together, like, it's, everything is just talk, like,
facts.
We don't stand together. It's just like, it's no point.
And by together, it don't even have to just be all the black people. We need to
right.
be everybody.
People, we need to stand together, period. But that's the problem. Like, no.
Yeah, this OJ real quick.
Thank you very much. Jimmy Pearl, this. Shout out to you.
Of course we grow blunts. We don't, you know, we don't roll half blunts around here. We pearl fangs on a good day. And I can be rushing to work one day and still pearl the damn blunt.
Be 5 minutes late, huh? Grace period.
You said what?
I said the 5 minute grace period.
5 minute grace period? We're getting 10 minute grace period. You talking about?
Oh, damn it.
I'm gonna make it.
That's even better. I didn't used to have no grace period.
I'm gonna make it. I don't think ever they be like they be mad because I be having a lot of energy at 4 a.m. some days. I said, well, shit, if I don't, we ain't gonna get the job done, niggas, because y'all right. Niggas ain't got the energy.
Yeah, that's good though. You shining your light, you know, probably making somebody's day too. It's workout in the morning, and he still got energy.
Shit,
that's
I'm making great. My day. Shit, I'm making this shit go by fast. I slug around, I swear that they go drag. I swear.
Yeah.
So, where do you see the country going in November? Do you see him leaving or do you see him trying to stay in office?
Well, we all know what he's gonna try to do. Donald Trump don't wanna get out of office?
No, sir.
Not at all. And if he don't get in, he's gonna be pissed off. I feel like he's gonna like want revenge in some type of way. Man,
are you gonna vote?
I've been doing a lot of like praying on it. I'm gonna vote.
Mm-hmm.
I already know I'm not gonna vote for Trump. So it's like, but still, like the voting process is crooked. It's the whole thing is.
This is what I want to say though.
It's tough, man.
Because the first time I voted twice in my life. Once was for like Congress and Senate, and the other time was for actually for the presidential election when Hillary ran. And I also voted in the primary when the Democrats was running. I voted for Bernie. And I don't want people to get discouraged just because I'm happy that people are doing research. People, oh yeah, Joe Biden's not as bad as Trump. He's done. He was a part of this shit in the 90s. Yeah. This, and I'm aware. I'm just as aware. But you know, I'm happy everybody's finally understanding that this is what you're supposed to do when you're like we looked up every candidate that was running democratically, and we found up all the dirt, which is what you're supposed to do because right. We had such a bad president. This is what we had to get to the point of doing.
Right.
Amazing. But do not allow that to blindly block y'all and block the obvious. This motherfucker has needed to go the day he got there.
Yeah.
Do give a fuck
that's
who
why,
ran
that's,
it.
That's why I
you feel
like
what
I'm
saying?
Feel important. Like we still got to get.
We still got to get this nigga out of there. You know what I'm saying? I'm aware of what Biden has done.
Like it's a huge possibility that he could be in office.
Mm-hmm. And if y'all really didn't want Biden, then you had 10 other candidates who was running the entire time.
That's true.
But now he has made it. Just like Hillary had just made it, and we all had to just vote. But a lot of y'all didn't want to go vote because y'all said, fuck it.
Right.
Do not allow. I just want people to do not allow the fact that y'all have finally done your research to block the fact y'all need to get this nigga with the red head out of there. He been needing to get out of there since the day he got there.
Honestly, when it started, I didn't know like exactly what happened, you know, when he first got elected. But I knew, you know, of course we knew who he was on. Like, this man's a celebrity. Like,
he's a fucking celebrity. Remember when Ronald Reagan ran the country? People thought that didn't happen.
This man is a celebrity. I didn't think that he was capable of meeting our needs, which he obviously hasn't. Like, and that he is for his group of people, his people. Rich billionaires. Them the people that he's for. He's gonna accommodate them at the end of the day. He doesn't really care about us. He will throw us a little crumbs. People, I notice a lot of people in the black community are voting for him. Like they're standing with Trump.
It's because of how much money has been going around this year.
Yeah.
The last three years. That's the only reason people are standing behind it. Like, man, you know how much money been around. I said, damn, y'all really
people,
care about
that's
that.
All people think about is. And it's breadcrumbs, like what?
It's breadcrumbs compared to what the government, the niggas, the see, this is what people don't understand. Since Trump been in the government, the people that he has fired and then hired have or done more scams.
This man can't even answer questions.
They have done more scams.
He gets so mad when people ask him questions.
Fuck that. The people in there have done so many scams. I remember when the people getting that 10K shit, nigga, it got canceled because of people in the government who's working at the Pentagon and the Congress and shit had their families getting half the money. Mm-hmm. Do you feel me? Mm-hmm. They create the programs.
Right.
So that y'all can scam, my nigga. What do you mean? They said, we know they gonna scam. We gonna do it first. So they know how to do it.
Crazy.
It's a blueprint. The white people do it. Y'all saw. We gonna rip that shit apart.
And they watch us do it.
And that's why y'all saying, man, fuck it. I think he is the perfect guy right now. No, he's not. He need to get the fuck out.
Both of them.
His language and the way he talks is crazy.
I'd rather pick between the old guy,
Biden, who don't know what the fuck going on, versus the guy who can't, who just can't.
He's so power hungry, like, he's already the head. Come on.
He's at the head. He got control. Obama had as much control, like, with the Senate in the House at the same time. The house just got, the shit just got switched over now, and they still bickering. Okay. So I don't know where the country going to be at in November.
Yeah.
I still predicted that Jesus was going to be here this year sometime. But who knows? I just seen a moose walking on water, so maybe Jesus is here. Did you see that moose running on water? You'll see it in a few days. It'll circulate around.
I've been seeing a lot of crazy stuff on the internet.
Motherfucking moose. You know what? The interesting thing Ed said yesterday. He had said, like, when you're born, you know, you hear it. And one day you realize that you're doing something, which right. could be, like, how you're doing
fashion.
Have
you fashion. Ever, like, phased out and been like, oh, I'm here?
Yeah, you here.
I still often do that. But
and I asked him, so I was like, what do you think dogs think? Animals, he's like, they don't think shit. They know who they are.
Right.
He said, "Ain't them who the fuck they are? They know they're a cat. They know they're a damn moose. They know they're a goddamn. They know who they are.
Uh-huh. And they
act accordingly.
Yeah.
You know the problem with human beings? We don't act accordingly.
Facts.
Don't nobody really know who the fuck they are.
Let me find out, Sam.
I'm not a preacher. I just be listening. And I every day I was like, that make a lot of goddamn sense. I said, wow. We don't know who we are until we one day sit down and realize, like, I'm controlling." This motherfucker. And this is how you know.
I operate this life.
This is how you know you got a mind, body, and spirit.
I feel like, right.
Who you talk to all day?
Who do I talk to all day?
I'm just saying. Everybody, I swear to God. My right hand of God. Everybody talk to themselves all day long.
I talk to God. Yeah, myself.
But when you wake up in the morning, you, shit, whew. Or yep. You taking a piss. Who you talking to?
Yeah, and sometimes I just talk to myself.
It's the body and the mind and the soul communicating.
Have you ever been like in the car, driving by yourself?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Yeah, who are you talking to? Right. Who are you talking
somebody
to?
Somebody going in front of you or something? What you say? So.
Is it the body talking to the mind or is it the soul communicating with both? Like, hey, yeah, this is what is going on, my nigga. Like, it's. I thought about that. I was like, God damn, is that really what's going on? Like,
right, we really is.
Oh, you done knocked the lunches over.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Go grab them paper towels over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sad.
Okay, I got some carpet cleaning too. Specifically for shit like that. I can't believe it. And you spilled it on the white part of the carpet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, podcast.
It's okay. I don't say hard to the podcast. Say sorry to the carpet. The carpet is on that.
I got the carpet.
See, it's some Uzi boots. That's what it is.
I know. I said rock them. Oh, my goodness. It's the weed.
Oh, you could have just leave it on there. I'll be getting it after the show. See, Karen, she's sweet. She's trying to clean it. She's sweet.
I'm glad I still got a little sip of orange juice, though.
That's more orange juice. We can get you some more orange
juice. Okay, it's looking better already. Okay, continue what you were saying. Sorry, my OJ.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got this body. We just got to understand that we got to act accordingly. And that man Trump, he don't act accordingly at all. He just acts.
He say anything. Absolutely anything. The fact that he's on Twitter that much.
Man, what president is on Twitter this much? Like, Obama was on Twitter just to
say a little shit,
a couple things, you know what I'm saying? A couple inspirational quotes, let us know, like, you know what I'm saying? He's hip to the Twitter. Yo ass is cussing out companies.
Right.
Block telling China this is the China virus. You are not acting accordingly. They don't even call it the coronavirus anymore. He calls it the China flu. This nigga he's ignorant. He's belligerently ignorant.
You know, he just shows us who he rocks with. And people still not believe him.
I have no clue what he is going to do. That's why he got to go.
Yeah.
Hit the dough. January, we need to be inaugurating a new president.
He's cool. He was cool with the dude.
Jeffrey,
have you seen
that? Epstein? Yeah. I don't even want to get into that. That's a whole nother topic of discussion. That's my thing, though.
Damn.
We can talk about the half of the shit he's done, but if we talk about the shit that he is accused of, my nigga, you could not be black and be accused of half of this shit and work at Walmart, let alone be the president of the United States of America. And I'm going to say it again. You cannot be black and be accused of half of the shit he's accused of and work at Walmart.
Not even a quarter of
what?
Anything, actually.
My nigga, he has sexual harassment. And it's in rape charges. Yeah. Rape fucking charges. Let that one sit.
And what he said?
Fuck her in the pussy. That's what he said.
He said grab her.
That's what he said.
He said grab her.
He said grab her by the pussy.
That was a different white man that said that.
Oh, yeah, that's a white man on TV. This nigga Trump said, grab it by the pussy.
Y'all heard that?
Grab it by the pussy.
What did Trump say? Started trying to say Trump saying.
Like, man.
Oh, my goodness.
How the hell do you get away with that type of shit and still be the president of the United States of America? No. The countries are laughing at us.
Yeah.
And if we allow them to get 2 times, they go, not even gonna laugh at us, they gonna block us. You know how you block a nigga for a little bit? You know what? This I'm gonna just block him. They gonna block us. We're going to be hitting them up like, hey, y'all see North Korea? Can you help us? Block. Block. Nah, you started it. Finish it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see it.
Fucked up. That's what it is.
But, no.
But hey, though.
We really got to take advantage of the time we got here.
Definitely we do. But we're going to pray on it, though. We're going to see what we do. Like you said, you're going to pray on it. I'm going to vote on it. Get his ass out of there. Please also, y'all, look up the other officials in your jurisdiction and what you're voting for. Don't just go in there and say, I'm voting for Biden. Oh, no, you also got to vote for about 12 other people. So also do your research. But Karen, though, thank you for coming to the Pop Podcast, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Yes,
sorry
yes.
for OJ.
No, it's okay.
I can't even see them all. Was OJ guilty? You think OJ was guilty?
Nah, it'd be okay. I've spilled shit in here
I before. Said, do you think OJ did it?
Do I think OJ actually did the crime? He did the time, right?
Did he do the crime?
OJ didn't do it.
OJ did. He had somebody do it.
You know what?
OJ
you know what?
So he had somebody do it.
And you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna give you my 100% answer on that shit. OJ did that shit.
Did he do it?
OJ did that shit. Just like Carol Baskin did that shit. OJ did that shit. They both did it.
Yeah.
And they both got away with it. And they both go have the worst karma ever.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you know who should be out of jail?
This nigga wrote a book.
They could be people mad at me when I say that. You know who should be out of jail?
Who?
Bill Cosby. He needs to be out of jail. Because he is in there getting fucked crazily, and it is terrible. He's in there everywhere like, oop, I can't take it no more. I just can't.
I wouldn't think about Bill Cosby taking
it. I know. He heard about people getting out of jail for coronavirus. He's like, oh, please, let me get out, please.
They denied
him. I need you a pudding pop.
But they denied him.
What happened with
Bill Cosby for real? I really want to know, like, what happened.
I don't even want to know.
Was he really put stuff in these people?
Bill Cosby, listen. Bill Cosby was just living in the times that he was living in, and man, he just got caught up. I'm just be honest with you. He had a lot of money. He was getting a lot of pussy every other night. Life was good. You heard that Drake song?
Yeah.
That's he heard that shit back then. He was like, oh, this shit sweet. This shit sweet.
Oh, that's a different song.
This shit sweet.
I was just singing it one way.
It's okay. 100,000 on cheapest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was thinking.
The woo. That song. That is that.
Yeah,
one
I was thinking about the one with Drake.
It's okay. Oh, yeah. See, that's a new one. That's a new one.
I know life is good.
But all right, though, y'all. It's been one, though.
Bye.
Catch us again next week.